subscription to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Bachelor in Paradise after show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Danny Hoyt is out this week. I am back after, I don't even know how many weeks.
After Kelly. Suspension. You got suspended.
I know.
Yeah. Suspended. Blood doping.
Oh, yeah. That too.
She was using hosting performance enhancing drugs.
I was actually just crying because Ben H. is Bachelor. Yeah.
But you said you were going to go on the show, and everyone's actually been really curious about that.
I feel like it's too late.
So what are you going to do?
It's too late. Are you drinking out of someone else's mug?
No, this is mine. I got it.
Next to me, Brooks Forrester.
Hi, everybody. And next to me, our amazing guest, Brooke Lewis. Say hello to the people.
Hi, people. I'm so lucky to be here. Look at these two gorgeous kids. My God. Seriously.
Thanks, Doug.
If this were like a hotline, I would call in.
Call now.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Okay. I used to do those when I was young, by the way.
You're a dating coach, though. So you are going to...
What are we talking about? I was going to be an introducer.
Stealing Brooks's thunder.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Girl power.
I know. So how did you get into being a dating coach?
That's a great question. You know, I am a board certified life coach. And what was so interesting was when all my clients would come in, and I coach a lot of young actors, actresses, you know, they would come in and first they'd start crying about losing, you know, their pilot. We need to definitely coach her. But they would come in and start talking about like losing out, you know, on auditions and stuff. And then half of the coaching session would get into, but my boyfriend broke up with me last night, but my girlfriend cheated on me. And so it was like consumed with
the dating.
You were like,
what am I, a dating coach?
And
you're like,
yes.
Well, I guess that's what I'm going to be.
Plus, I've been single and dating forever. And I think I've online dated more than a woman should. So I know all.
What are the hot sites right now? I've got Bumble.
Well, aren't you on them?
No, I have a girlfriend. So
I'm not allowed.
Yeah. I mean, I was, and then she found out.
What were you on?
He was on the Ashley Madison hack.
I was on At First Sight, Chris Harrison's dating app. Well, I don't know if it was
he was on Farmers Only just to, like, check it out.
No, he's a Tinder guy. Were you a Tinder guy?
I never went on any of those.
Got it.
I was never on eHarmony. I was never on LDS.org. That's not a real one. But,
anyways.
No. Okay, but wait, I want to get into this a little bit too, because you said that you're a dating expert.
Yes.
And we all need help with that, because listen, if you're watching and you're single, and if you're not single and you're in a relationship, okay, fine, forget that. The relationship part is easy. It's the dating part that's hard.
Yeah.
It's getting into the relationship. Anyone can be good or bad at a relationship. It's getting into one of those. That's the hard thing. So, Brooke, would you agree with that or not?
We were joking about it off air before, is that people come to me and they go, oh, you're a relationship expert. I'm like, no, I know everything there is to know about dating and online dating, and I know nothing about relationships.
Can you give me the top two do's and then top two don'ts in dating? Is that a thing I can ask for?
Absolutely. I mean, off the top of my head, one of the biggest don'ts, and I know that the younger viewers are going to curse me and hate me for this, but enough with the getting to know someone via text.
I want to be asked out on a date in person or over the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, so there are people of the younger generation who still get that. The intimacy.
Left a voicemail.
Perfect.
Call back.
The intimacy needs to be brought back. So no getting to know each other via text. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that, and I know, women, you're going to hate me, but I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
And I still stand behind the fact that let the man pursue.
Okay.
If a man truly wants you, he will show up.
Get those contracts
up, girl. I feel like someone who is also a dating expert, Sam, she knows how to get him.
But she broke rule number one, getting to know someone over text. 213 texts exchanged with our main man, Joe.
Over 400 texts in total. He sent 185, apparently, according to Chris Harrison.
That's 398. That's too short of 400. Did the math, carried the six, Chris. You guys are busted.
Here's the problem I have with that. No disrespect to Sam, and I don't like to trash other women. Yeah. I really am, you know, about girl power. However, there was a lot of manipulation going on there. So when you're not being authentic,
For those of you who aren't watching on YouTube but are listening, she's doing the hand motion in a circle.
I'm doing that East Coast thing. No, you have to be authentic. Yeah. You know, and that is the biggest problem I'm having with Sam right now is the behavior is incongruent and inauthentic, and so therefore it's not working.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into that.
There is so much to get into. Let's get into last night's episode first. They do talk a lot about Samantha and her putting guys under the spell. She is immediately asked out by Justin when he gets into Paradise. Says yes, and then says no when she realizes it's going to hurt Joe's feelings. He's not too happy with her, and he goes on the spree of saying that he's going to out her, and...
Wait, I love the way that you phrased it earlier. You were like, Joe was like, no, that's cool, it's cool, because I'm going to ruin you.
That is kind of... Clearly, you're not in love with a girl if you don't want her to end up with anyone, especially if it's not you.
Or you're really in love and obsessed with her, and you
want... But that's not love. That's obsession.
Right. Agree. Totally agree.
I just recently read something about this, the difference between, you know, like, your body language and the way you look at someone between love and lust. And it was a study done in the UK, so, I mean, take this for what it's worth, you know what I mean? I mean, wasn't done here in America. I'm totally kidding you guys. But anyway, what it was is, like, the eye contact... Typically, when you're lusting after someone, your eyes tend to wander, you know, maybe going up and down, going around. Yeah. Is there a fly in here? And when you're, like, really in love with someone, like, you tend to look at their face more often and look into their eyes.
Absolutely. Eye contact is intimacy. The thing with this guy, though, Joe, it was a power play. It's a control thing with him is what it is. And I'm going to get a little more clinical, but it's a control thing. So when you said, right, he doesn't want her to be with anyone else, but it's also a power play. Like, I'm going to control the situation because I'm out of control at this moment.
I think he's incredibly insecure because he's talked about several times that he thinks this is the hottest girl that he's ever going to get. She's so out of my league. Look at me. I'm not attractive at all. How did I convince this girl to ever like me? So he's trying to hold on to that as much as possible. And when he sees the faintest, I don't know, like he thinks that he's going to lose her, he freaks out.
And has to grasp at anything, which is the control.
Yeah. Desperation's a stinky clone. Doesn't matter who it's on, even if it was on Sam. That is, by the way, her spell. I mean, Sam is very attractive.
Stunning.
Look, we all
Beautiful.
Can see her. We know what she looks like. Okay? That is the spell.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm.
She's stunning, and she's incredibly feminine and girly, and men like that. Am I correct?
I mean, yes and no, you know, like to a degree, because then, you know, at some point you're like, well, I don't want it to be, my personal take on this is, like, I don't want a girly girl that is going to, you know.
Cry?
I just, like, be high maintenance. Mm-hmm. Not just, like, materially, but emotionally, you know, like someone that has, like, confidence in themselves and understands who they are as a woman, and that's attractive. To me. So I don't mean to make those did that really make much sense? No.
I think that did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Completely.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Someone who's feminine but not going to
be so fragile.
Yeah.
Right? Not very fragile.
Yeah. You don't
and
like
sometimes
emotion,
I associate
someone
those.
Who's confident, yeah.
Yeah.
In who they are.
Yeah.
Knowing Sam before the show, I know you guys have talked about it the last couple weeks, but I think that she wasn't dramatic at all. Like, she wasn't any of those things that she either is or is portrayed to be on the show. So that was a little bit surprising.
I'll add to something on the Sam and Joe thing right now, because I think, and this is skipping ahead a little bit, because we have the After Paradise, you know, she was on the show. But you know, she came out, and not to recap all of that, but what I find really interesting is, yes, she got caught in the lie, right? And that's why it became a big deal. We've addressed that before. Mm-hmm. Like, had she just said, listen, I lied, okay, we actually, it would have been like water under the bridge. Because we saw that with, who was the new guy that had come who had been also chatting with her, with Sam? And then he was like, oh, yeah, we've been texting.
Nick,
yes. Yeah. So Nick had been texting, and he said it, and no one cared. Because they're like, okay, yeah, well, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. But what I find is interesting is that, I'm not defending her here, but the whole show, like, Julia even said this, like, oh, Jacqueline's coming in and she's breaking the rules. And I'm like, well, what are, like, these rules?
There aren't any rules.
That are set in stone that people are, like, playing by. Because Jacqueline came in and was like, yeah, I don't care if they're single. I don't care if they're in a relationship. I'm going to ask somebody else. And everyone there agrees to that. Like, even Tanner's advice to McKenzie.
Because she was forthright with that. Like, she was saying that that's what her
intentions
were. And she also came in saying that she didn't know anyone from the past season, so she didn't really care about ruining friendships. Whereas, I think the difference was Samantha and Julia, even though Samantha said on the after show she wasn't, or after Paradise, that she wasn't friends with Julia prior to coming on.
Well, and that's my point, is, like, because of that exact point, is they were friends. They made it like it's a bigger deal out of it, right? Of what Sam's doing. But that's what they're all doing. Like, they're all asking out someone that's going to be in a relationship with someone, and the producers push that. And so, you know, they're like, and I'll tell you, when I was going on the show, because I was on Bachelor in Paradise, if you guys could remember, it was one episode. That's what they wanted me to do. They were like, we want you to go on this date with so-and-so, and yes, they're in a relationship with someone who you're friends with, but isn't that why you're here, is to find someone you're, like,
and
isn't
they're
that
the most
worth
compatible.
Pursuing it?
But
and
did
it's
you
like,
not,
that's the point of the show.
Did you not go up straight up to your friends and ask them who they were dating and base your decision off of that?
Yes, I did. And
which is probably what you should have done. And whereas Sam came in, she found out, or she knew that her friend, Julia, had gone on a date with Joe the mm-hmm. day before, and then she didn't really care after that. And then after they got back from her date, Julia was trying to explain why she was upset, and Sam's like, I don't want to hear this.
You know, we were talking about this, too, when we were watching the show, and we've all been through this. Everyone's been through this, where we've all been, you know, kind of skirted over by our friends at some point with someone that we've dated. And so, you know, I always say as a coach, with every choice, there's a consequence, whatever that may be, good or bad. People hear it as negative. It could be just a result, a cause-effect, right? So, you know, if you're choosing to hook up with someone that your friend is dating or in love with, you know, then the consequence could be you're losing that friendship.
Yeah. But after one date?
I had a very similar experience last year in my personal life, and I'll talk about it, but I was dating a guy, and it was for a short amount of time. It was like a month. We did go on a vacation together, and a week later, a friend of mine started dating him, and they're still together, and I think that they're great together, but it caused our friendship to end, and it was really hard, and I think that as a friend, like, she didn't even want to hear me out, so I kind of side with Julia in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how do you trust your friend ever again? And there are ways to fix that, but that takes a very intense agreement and conversation, and she'd have to meet you halfway.
Well, my point in this is not necessarily if who's right or wrong when the Sam and Julia thing and the Joe. I just find it interesting the way that we fall into the narrative of the show and immediately start to take these sides, right? Like Julie and Sam.
Yeah.
When I think there's more to it, and all I'm trying to say is if we look at it a little bit more, like, closely, to not fall into those traps to then be like, oh, my God, I hate Sam. I can't stand her. Because it's like, okay, well, listen, I mean, Julie went on one date. That's true.
Yeah.
The premise of the show, it is about drama. The producers push that. So, you know, I feel for Sam to say,
does
like, you know,
Sam deserve death threats? No.
No, I'm like, she was in a pretty tough place. Yes, she could have not lied, but I speak my piece with that. Just like,
I think it would be a lot easier.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It would be a lot easier for viewers to forgive Sam if she did have this romantic love story with Joe and they got married at the end of it. But clearly, I don't think that those are her intentions.
Right.
or it didn't work out that way.
And on the same subject real quickly, which actually thrilled me, was when Cookie McKenzie comes on, right? But she said, if you guys remember, that with Julia and Mikey, she said, I would stay away. Julia's my friend. And I love that. I love that she respected that. So yeah. There's the other side.
That's true.
Yeah, McKenzie had several friends who claimed guys, even mm-hmm. though, I mean, even Ashley I claimed Jared when Jared had broken up with her 600 times, according to other people. And McKenzie was like, no, I'm not going to go there because my friend is clearly interested.
Cool.
And it doesn't start the relationship off very well when you're immediately having to defend, you know, why you're dating someone with a, you know, against a friend. And, like, I think most people take that into consideration. It's like, well, I don't want to go out on a date with you because it's going to be super awkward for me. And it's like, how are we going to develop anything? Well, I have to, like, figure this triangle out, and that's a mess. Anyway, back to the recapping of the just, I want to get to McKenzie.
Too much of our personal lives right there. Yeah. So we also have Justin, who asks out Amber after all of this. Amber, who had just gone on a date with Dan, she says that she wants to go there to make Dan mad and make him jealous. Ends up making out with Justin on this romantic date, but comes home and says that she was thinking about Dan the entire time. She talks to Dan, and he says he doesn't want to lead her on. They basically break up, and she's confused. Dan wants the temptress Sam.
But he goes, she gets mad when Dan goes on a date with... Who does she want? She gets mad, right? Afterwards, when what? Dan goes on a date, she's like, oh, no, sorry. When Justin goes on a date,
oh, yeah.
She gets mad, and she's like, and I felt like the only reason she got mad is because that was her ticket to stay. And she's mm-hmm. like, well, Justin's mm-hmm. my last chance to stay here, and if I don't get a rose from him, then I'm probably going home. And that was the only reason, like, that was the impetus of her anger.
Justin was her second choice.
Yeah.
And then she felt bad when her second choice also had another choice.
Yeah.
So,
I'd like to life coach her and date coach her. She was too, way too negative and pouty. Girlfriend, you're gorgeous. Get into your power. Stop. Just stop.
I love how, Kathy, you just started breaking in. You're just like, I'm going to have a break of that Kit Kat bar. I'm going to bite of a Kit Kat bar. Yep.
People always hate me when I eat food on air. I don't care. I'm hungry.
It's sexy.
It's not at all.
So then what happened?
So, Crispy. Let's talk about him.
Okay.
Comes to Mexico. You okay?
Yeah, I was recalling his jersey getting retired on after.
Oh, yeah.
Paradise, I couldn't stop laughing about it.
This is his fifth appearance on a Bachelor franchise show.
It better be hanging up there, by the way, when they go back to After Paradise. It better not just be like, they did it tonight and the jersey's there. If this show continues on from 5 years from now, that jersey better be hanging there.
What is that stupid little, they have a decoration that's been on every single Bachelor and Bachelor show, Bachelorette show.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's a, I don't know, it's something that they got and it's in the background of every single, like, men tell all, women tell all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a rose,
no,
Kathy.
No, it's not.
Oh. It's kind of been, like, all over the place. I'm
very fitting.
You haven't noticed.
Very fitting that Crispy is from Chicago, and it was a red jersey, number 5, Michael Jordan. Oh, no, that's...
Oh, my God.
Nope.
That's the best joke I've ever heard.
That was a McKenzie joke.
Oh my god. Like,
it's so fitting though.
I'm at a loss of 23. Words right now. I'm like red in the face. That's so funny.
This show is just sorry. All over the place.
You nailed it.
Thank you. So, fifth time on the Bachelor franchise. Takes full advantage of the open bar, but didn't take advantage of any girls this time around.
Yeah, so what do you think, Brooke? Like, 5 times on the show, like, he knows the drill, right? Like, he's been on here before. Why do you think he would allow himself to get that sloppy drunk at night one? Is there, like, some reason, you think, behind this?
100%. If I was going to coach him, dissect him, his behaviorally, I think he, at this point, honestly knows that he pretty much has no shot, right? So he's been through rejection after rejection.
Then why come on again? If he knows that he has no shot, why would he come on the show?
He's chasing that dragon tail.
Why don't you tell us why he's on the show?
He kind of said it in his you know, closing remarks of his retirement. He said, you know, he got obsessed with being on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
Sure. Seems so to be part go on of it, one maybe. Last time and act like a fool?
Yeah, it just seems like a bad way to go out. I mean, Jordan didn't say, you know, wearing number 5, I'm going to go out, you know, and lose this year.
Well, again,
he's like, no, I'm going to win a championship, and then I'm going to go out.
But at least we leave with the memory of him being drunk instead of being rejected by a woman.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess, is that better? I don't know if that's better, but it's an option.
What do you think?
I mean, at least he wasn't made a fool by the raccoons. You know, that was another option that could have happened to him.
Do you think there are any girls that weren't there at that point that he could have clicked with?
I don't think so. I feel like right now it's such a tumultuous mess. Like, I feel like anyone is going to be hard-pressed to come in there and start anything with anybody. Like, the relationships that are there are going to have a chance, and then everyone else is screwed.
I also think his reputation precedes him. You know what I mean? Like, his reputation precedes him. It's like, yeah. It's like Andy's Nick. And now Caitlin's Nick. And, you know, it's like their reputation. At this point,
everyone
all know.
Knew. It was like, correct. Oh, Chris.
But yeah, do you Chris think that a fifth time around would either change that for better or for worse?
No. I think the saying is 3 times a charm for a reason. When he got into 4, he was getting into dangerous waters. When he went into 5, he was drowning.
Drowning? Drowning.
And I like Chris. I've met Chris. I really like Chris, and I'm sad to see him retire because I would like to see him on another episode. But I guess that's never gonna happen.
Never say never.
Goodbye.
I feel like he's gonna be like Mama. Cher. He goes into retirement, and then he just comes back for one more retirement tour.
People come out of retirement all the time, Chris. Do what you
like
want.
Like Michael Jordan, he was retired and then he came back.
That's number 5.
Okay. So Chris had every intention of asking Tenley on his date when he came in with a date card. She said no, because she feels like she has so much chemistry with Josh. And Josh, being the gentleman that he is, asks Chris for the date card. They go on a very romantic date.
Hey, I'm sorry my girlfriend told you no, but do you mind if we could take your date card and go out on a date? Thanks.
Yeah.
That's how that went.
Yeah. I don't see it with Tenley and Josh.
I'm shocked that they're still together, to be honest. But you know what? If they might watch, they'll be the only couple that makes it. Mm-hmm. They'll like be the couple that gets married. They'll be the next.
He doesn't even need Molly to feel chemistry with.
That's funny. What that poor girl, and she's beautiful too, Tenley.
She
like,
is a sweetheart.
Deal? She's a hot mess too. Like what they? She never.
How is she a hot mess?
I mean, not a hot mess in the sense hot yeah. mess, but I mean like
your shirt,
like hot my mess. Shirt, hot mess. Like I'm at it. Yeah, you all need this shirt, hot mess.
Yeah.
Like. How come no one falls in love with her? Like, for real, real?
She was in love. Yeah, she was in a relationship for 5 years.
With someone else on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And no, she was a hot commodity, too. Everyone wanted to go after her in the very beginning, and she just kept turning
down. Because she's one of those, she's very feminine, mm-hmm. but she doesn't seem very high maintenance. Like, she seems like the type of girl that just wants to take care of whoever she's dating and have her own thing going on as well. Right?
I don't know.
I haven't been able to sort her out yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like almost like everybody wants her. Correct me if I'm wrong. I may very well be wrong. I feel like she's the kind of girl that everybody wants to be with, but then she can't keep them. Like she gets them, but doesn't keep them. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, she also kind of has gone through this run of, you know, multiple people coming after her, and I think we saw a little bit of her. Like indecisiveness because mm-hmm. she's like at the beginning she's like you know I have a kid and I, you know, I'm here to find love.
Tenley doesn't have a kid.
Yes, doesn't Tenley have a kid?
No.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, she doesn't. Sorry. Okay, but in the beginning she was like I'm here for the right reasons. I'm not. Yeah. I don't have enough. I don't think she said right reasons, but you get what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, the point that I'm trying to drive to is she was very decisive on why she was there, and then when people started to come to suit her, she was like, I don't know what to do, which I get it. She's trying to make an important decision.
She admittedly said that she's bad at picking guys and that she always goes after the bad guy, and that she wanted to change that this time around. And yet, she was choosing between Josh and JJ.
And Michael. And Michael Garofalo.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just started that. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Stellar endorsement.
Yeah. There you go, Michael.
At the cocktail party, Joe ends up going home. Did you see that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knew it.
No, I didn't see that happening at all.
What?
Because
what show were you watching?
I mean, who, at this point, who's choosing him? Seriously. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I mean, with Samantha flip-flopping on all of that, I just saw her choosing him. But, yeah.
I don't have a lot to say about that.
Okay. Well, what do you think about Ashley's letter to Jared?
How many pages was it?
10? Did they say 10?
10 pages?
But they're exaggerating?
Probably.
Probably. It was probably like 13.
I mean, I'm a coach, and I am all for writing out your feelings, mm-hmm. but right. sometimes you're supposed to write them out and then, like, burn it, rip it, like, not give it to the person. But look, I'm all for communication, so I think it's great, but I think it was a bit extensive.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and then for what happens after the letter, I'm like, man, I just don't understand that relationship.
Sorry, Jared.
I mean, I don't mean relationship. I mean, I don't understand what she's doing.
Do you think that she or he is just kind of staying around because he wants to see if something else comes along, or does he actually have feelings invested in her?
At what point? The letter, or when she gives him the fantasy date card?
Several weeks. Now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. So he's been around because he's hoping that someone will come. And
he's been around. He's broken it off several times, and then she ends up giving him a rose, or he somehow ends up staying around, and then he doesn't talk to her in between cocktail parties. She's confused because she thinks that something's going on since the last time they talked. He's like, I want to get to know you. I want this to work out. And she gives him a rose, and then can't be found, even though they're on the same beach.
Well, him being here is more impressive than Joe is like more surprising than Joe going home. Now that you mention it, it's like, how did this happen?
My intuition on him is that he's genuinely legit a good guy. I really feel that. Mm-hmm. I don't know him, you know. Yeah. But he's a good guy. But he is smart with what he's doing. But I also think that her behavior is so aggressive sometimes. Emotionally, you know, that it scares him. Like, he's timid to me. I don't know. I was saying that when we watched the show. You know, he's like a little boy and, like, a little timid. So I think she freaks him out.
And I think his timidness isn't necessarily, like, an indicator of his inability to express himself or know what he wants. Because there are moments, like, when Jacqueline had said something about him, like, I feel like you're just bored. And he's like, I'm sorry, you just met me? And you felt, like, a little bit of Jared, like, coming back. And I'm like, oh, he can be a little bit more assertive. And so that was kind of like an indicator to me where he's just trying to be nice.
Talk about someone who's aggressive, though. Jacqueline.
Yeah.
What'd she say? I'm going to come in and disrupt the peace? Didn't she say that?
Yeah. I mean, clearly they cast her because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted to start some major drama.
But she really wasn't given much opportunity.
She wasn't successful.
She was like, I'm trying to figure out, like, who to go and take out. And everyone was just kind of like, okay, whatever. I kind of wish she had been successful.
Shoulder.
I know. I was hoping so, too.
If there was a couple that, yeah, that would have been interesting.
So you think this drama that's, like, being... Never mind, that's... Really,
well, she was very confident in that people were sick of who they were with, that they were bored. But I think that there are some relationships that have been established that look like they could be long term.
But a woman like that wants to rock the boat. I mean, that's her agenda. And no disrespect, I think she's cool, she's fun, she's crazy, you know, but that's her agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So she would go after the guy that she could manipulate and that relationship that she could get excitement out of sort of breaking up, you know?
Yeah, her reaction when Ashley gave the date card to Jared, and Jared said yes, was priceless. She was like, what the hell?
That we've never seen on Bachelor in Paradise before, having two date cards at the same time, the guy kind of being pursued for both of them. Do you think that that was a just spur-of-the-moment producer? Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounded like it was late, and they were like, well, let's go on the latest date ever. I bet it was like 11 o'clock. People are like, okay.
So Jared having this choice.
Lesser of two evils.
That's what he picked.
Yeah.
He could have said no to both of them. He could have if he wanted to just hang out on the beach with.
Yeah, but maybe he was interested in getting that B card.
I was going to say, is it the build up to the V card?
I really don't think he's interested in that. I just, then that spurs on another question. Why would he say yes? If he said no so many times, I mean, he's already telling her that he's not interested by not talking to her between dates. Like, you think that he would just say, hey, like, I don't talk to you during the day. I thought that was kind of like, when a guy doesn't send you a text or a girl doesn't send you a text, you get that message.
They don't have their phones, except for Joe.
I know, but it's the same thing, right? Like, he's not engaging with her in conversation. Yeah. He's not interested. And so I'm curious of why he keeps saying yes to, like, these dates. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, from what it sounds like, or from what he's saying to everyone, is he's not over Caitlyn yet. He's trying to get over her, and it's not working because that's not the right way to get over someone, to just jump into another relationship.
Wait, I thought the rebound was the exact way you got over relationships.
I tell all my clients the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Wait, that's real? I was really being, facetious.
Sometimes it is.
Okay.
Well, how many months has it been since Caitlyn?
At that point, a month or two.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
But look, you don't want to rebound, and I'm sorry, but
Brooks is like, you don't want to rebound with a virgin, because then they're clingy. We know that Brooks doesn't like clingy.
So you would choose not to be with a virgin if you had the opportunity?
Yes, and we kind of talked about this earlier, and I was like, you know what, I personally have never, I guess, what was your question? You're like, wasn't that what every guy wants, like, to take a girl's virginity? I'm like, I have never in my life, and I will look at every camera in here, wanted to do that, because I just felt like there's so much pressure on that moment for both people, and even if things went great, even if they went exactly how everyone thought it was going to play out, even still, there's, like, all this emotional attachment to that moment, and
that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, and I don't want that responsibility, and maybe that's, like,
Brooks doesn't like responsibility.
But I'm just saying, like, who wants to sign up for that? And I think people that do want to sign up for that, maybe I'm specifically speaking to men. Like, men that want to sign up that are taking women's virginity are not really considering that, in my opinion. Like, not taking that into account of, like, how big of a moment that is. And because otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I think it's a huge responsibility, and I don't think that Jared would ever go through with it. With
I don't
Ashley,
think so
anyway,
either.
So. Mm-hmm.
I think he's too nice of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to read some of these people in chat roll. Misha C says she doesn't see Jared as a sexual person, to be honest.
Misha, thumbs up. Agreed.
Are you gathering that from the way that she kisses or moves her body in general?
Jared.
All the indicators.
Rotor13 says, Jared looks like he's stiff in bed, lol. But I don't know what they mean by stiff.
He's going to be a sweet lover. He's a sweet lover.
And then About 36 Greek says, I hate clingy. So, Brooks. They're with you, Brooks.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, you guys. You come out and support. Let me take this moment. No.
Yeah. Couples that are going strong, Kirk and Carly, seem like they're going great.
They're very strong.
We didn't even see Tanner and Jade much at all this past week.
We might see them in a breakup, but we also, there was a ring presented at the end. Do you think that could be Kirk and Carly, now that we're speaking of them? Because who else could it be?
Kirk and Carly or Tanner and...
Well, it looked like Tanner and Jade do the breakup thing.
Yeah.
Which they're setting us up for, probably. They're probably the ones that are actually engaged.
And Kirk is probably the one that does something to Carly, and that's why people are like, oh my god, I hate him. I figured it out. Don't even have to tune in next time. I just told you guys.
Oh my
spoiler
gosh, I would be bummed.
Thank you.
Do you even watch?
Wait, but what other couples are going strong?
I'm loving Mikey and Julia. Go Guido.
Tenley and Josh. Tenley and Josh are going strong, yeah.
I guess, in relative terms, yeah.
Yeah.
And now Nick just hooked up with the new girl, what's her face, that came on. They were on
Mackenzie.
The boat.
Mackenzie.
No,
Justin and Mackenzie.
Chelsea.
But he said, okay, so, yeah, let's talk about Chelsea Webster. Weber?
Yes.
Weber.
Yeah.
And she wants to take out Dan as well.
Everybody wants Dan.
But
he's a handsome, manly man.
He's a manly man.
Let's see, chat roll, weigh in on this because
we need a poll.
Some people. Brooke, Lewis specifically, to my left, believe that there's like kind of an absence of some men on
like
Bachelor
alpha.
In Paradise.
Like, where's the alpha?
And you can't count Mikey Tinerelli because obviously we know he's alpha because he's from Jersey and that like already fits a category of men you've dated heavily in your life. So you're like
my whole
that doesn't
life.
Count.
Whoa.
But, what are they saying?
Rotor 13 says, Kirk seems like he will forever be alone. LOL. That's not a laugh out loud moment. That's a really sad thing. Yeah.
She's just laughing. Kirk will always be alone.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
But.
Anyway, the back
Chelsea.
Thing with Chelsea, yeah.
Yes.
If you guys want to weigh in on that manly thing in Paradise.
Great. She asks out Nick. They go on a Kanye yacht, apparently, as their date. Yeah. And
I loved her clips. I'm on a boat. And then you get to, like, cut to Flippy with my swim trunks and my Flippy floppies.
Do you think she knew the rest of the song? Or
no,
it was just, I'm on a boat?
She kind of did hard stop. But she kind of talked like that. And I'm excited, period.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I guess we'll just cut that.
Nick essentially says on their date that he's interested in another person. So.
Who do you think the other person is?
Sam.
Man.
He said that.
Ruin everything.
Yeah. Everyone's in love with Sam.
Okay, so there's that. And then there's Amber. We didn't really talk much about Amber.
Amber is mad that Justin, who was her sloppy seconds, is not her sloppy seconds
anymore.
But
do you think that she's going to go home? Do you think, like, is this it for her then?
Since there are so many extra women, yes.
Okay. So she's one of the eight people that are going out.
Yeah.
Jacqueline's probably going home.
Yeah. And then Mackenzie comes in and she gets married to Justin right off the bat. They go on this date, which she did not understand at all.
That was hilarious. She goes, oh, and then there's this Spanish man who comes in speaking Spanish.
Yeah, and I don't speak any other languages except for English. I love how she clarifies.
¿Cómo está?
She said it like eight times.
Right?
¿Cómo está? And then they talk and she goes, oh, shit, I'm in territory I don't know what to do with. But I really like her because she's...
Oh my gosh, I love her.
She has a kid. She's a kid herself. She's 22. And she talks like it. We all talked about that. She just says whatever is on her mind.
I have a kid named Kale. Yeah, like the salad. Before he can even respond.
Like, yeah, set him up for a joke every once in a while.
That's so funny.
But I did like that she got to bond with him over the fact that they had a small little human that they were both, you know, messing up in their own little ways. That was nice. You know, like, that's how I view parenting. Parenting is really just like, it's a ball of clay and you get to mess it up in your own unique way. And look, we're perfect examples of that. None of us turned out.
Or mud that you.
Like, exemplary.
You put in a circle on someone's back, and then sometimes you don't put it in a circle.
Sometimes
you just mess
square.
Up the circle or a blob.
He kept doing like circle, and she's like, yes.
He's like, mira, mira. And he's like, circle. And she's like, yes.
She just kept doing square.
Oh.
I like
it. Yeah.
I hope she finds happiness.
So they're married now.
In paradise, yeah.
And she told everyone.
Yeah, first wedding.
And Justin was confused.
I.
Do you think that's going to last?
They could last.
What's going on there?
What if she gets the ring?
Yeah. No. No is my prediction.
Well, what do you think about Mackenzie? No. Do you think that, I mean, she's not a virgin because she's had a kid, which was what she said.
That's hilarious.
So what's your
take on
her?
What if she's smarter than all of us?
Well, she's into aliens.
I was going to say.
And
she
mermaids.
Probably is.
Right.
Yeah. I love when she, so what do you, so talk to me about mermaids. I just believe that they're real. That's the end of the conversation. Okay, but I want to know your take on her.
My take on her.
Yeah.
I think she is absolutely adorable. I think she's kook-a-doodle-doo. I think that she is super, super young, younger than her age. I think that she had a child very young. Yes.
Yeah, she's
very young in the mind. She had a child very young, and I think that that's where her time has been spent, and I think that she needs to be out of paradise and into the real world living life.
She said that she had never dated someone that had a kid other than her ex, which I thought was really interesting. I think that what she needs is maybe not Justin, but someone who is maybe 30 who has a kid as well.
I feel sorry for that. That 30-year-old is going to be like, what? Like, I just don't see them meshing very well.
She also said, and what season was she? Chris's season? What season?
Chris's, yeah.
Chris's, right. And she said, I haven't been on a date since Chris's season, since Chris's season.
But I think was that like, I wondered if she was thinking in terms of like bachelor dates, or she actually hasn't been on a date.
I think she hasn't been on
correct.
A date.
So okay. She needs to live a bit. She needs to experience life and explore. And
she's fun to watch, though. I laughed. Harder tonight at Mackenzie than I think
and
I have.
And she's a loyal friend.
Yes. Thumbs up to that.
Yeah.
Any thoughts from After Paradise? We saw Jacqueline on there. We saw Chris retire.
Jenny Mullen and Jared doing the Lady and the Tramp like spaghetti thing.
Yeah.
I was a little confused at that, but what did you call it? Lady and
Bachelor and the Tramp. I love Jenny Mullen. But yeah.
You immediately add that to Bachelor and the Tramp. I love Jenny Mullen.
Someone that doesn't love Jenny Mullen, Sam, had her leave the room. You saw that,
that's
right?
That's what happened?
Yeah.
I went to the
because
restroom.
Jenny really is against Sam in this situation and sent out some tweets. And so Sam said that she would only come on the show if Jenny wasn't in the room.
And
they had
Jenny
came leave.
Back on and was like, screw that.
Yeah.
That's
girl code.
Whoa. Wait, girl code? That's a thing?
Girl code, yeah.
I think that's...
You should put your friendships before
No, I thought
some
you meant
guy.
The Jenny Mullen not coming in. She broke girl code. Mm.
What about Chris? Chris Jenner, supposed to be on the show, and then doesn't come on the show talking about her lips and how she was bitten.
And Chris Harrison was like, I gotta cut
He's
this
like,
off.
I just want this phone call to end.
But we talked about this, too, the Sam situation. I mean, that's probably the thing that resonates with me the most in the after show.
She looked gorgeous.
She's always stunning. But, man, own it, girl. Like, you screwed up. You know, you made a choice. It was a bad choice. The text thing, like, own it. And you could tell her voice, like we said, was quivering. She was so nervous. And, unfortunately, I mean, we all see, you don't need to be a coach to know body language and behavior. And she just, there's guilt. Guilt everywhere.
I think there's guilt, but she's also a very sweet and nice girl, and she doesn't know how to react to that because even though we heard this multiple times on the show, her saying, I don't like drama, I don't think she's usually the center of the drama. I think that it might be other people, and she tries not to get involved, but this is the first time where she was the cause of it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know how to react.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have lied.
Yeah,
she should.
I don't like that she tried to go towards the victim card. Like, well, I'm kind of like a victim of it. And I was like, don't go victim energy on us.
That's the point.
The apology has to be, I was completely wrong in this situation, and I've learned from it, and I'm never going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I'm sorry, I wish I had known, because that's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm. And it's inauthentic. It's, where's the truth in there?
She's basically saying, I wish I would have known so that I could have tricked you easier.
So I wouldn't have put the text in writing.
Right. I should have had these over-the-phone conversations to really get to know you. See? Multiple reasons why you should not have a conversation while starting a relationship over text.
Correct.
Especially if you're going to go on Bachelor in Paradise and lie your ass off.
Yeah.
Sorry for the swears.
Anything else you guys want to talk about from After Paradise before we wrap up? It's a super short show, but I feel like we didn't get to everything yet.
I felt like
we covered a lot.
We covered a lot.
Everything was a little bit abbreviated.
The chat roll will, like, is there anything that we missed, you guys? They'll bring it up.
Gumby Dave said Sam is as shifty as Joe.
Yeah, but yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I love that they had the conversations, like, on the show. Like, don't they know that you're getting mic'd up every morning? Like, listen, the mics are on you all the time. I don't know
why
they don't think, like, oh, you know what? They can just pull it. Like, they've seen the show before, right? Like,
I really enjoy After Paradise having Jenny on because I feel like she is the voice of a lot of fans, whereas Chris has to be Switzerland, and mm-hmm. he can't really side with people. He can't ask certain questions. She is able to do that for us.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think it's great that she came back in and was like, I'm sorry. I know that's what you wanted. Which reminds me of a Conan O'Brien, Sylvester Stallone moment. I'm just going to say this really quick because it's what came to
mind. It's totally on topic, too.
It's totally on topic. Is because my hair is like Conan's. But he had agreed to come on the show. No, because he can do this. And it always goes back into the same place. But Sylvester Stallone is shorter, and Conan O'Brien is super tall. He's like 6'6", which I think is categorized in super tall. But he agreed to come on the show as long as Conan O'Brien didn't stand up. And as soon as he came out, first thing Conan O'Brien did was sit up to shake his hand. I thought it was pretty funny. So my hat's off to Jenny Mullen for coming back on and pulling a Conan O'Brien.
It was super uncomfortable when they asked her to leave. She was confused. As she should be, because she's the co-host of the show.
Yeah.
Brooks, I want you to leave.
Okay.
But you can't stand up, because I'm only 5 feet tall. Yeah.
It's going to be hard, so I guess I just crawl around the back, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up our show for this week.
Awesome.
We will be doing one next week, despite it being Labor Day, but we're going to figure out what day we're going to tape, whether it's Monday or another day, so we can all be here. Let us know what you guys want us to do.
Yeah, well... Where can they find us all?
Where can they find you?
Okay, you guys can find me on Twitter. That's probably the best one right now because it's the one I can remember. It's Brooks Forrester, and or on Instagram at Brooks A. Forrester.
And Snapchat and everything else.
And all the other social media gumbo jumbos.
And Brooke, thank you so much for coming in.
My honor, my pleasure. You guys are awesome. I had so much fun with you. Thank you for letting me play.
So if you want some like dating tips,
yes.
How do they reach out to you? How do they find...
Great questions. They can go to BU and BeFearlessLifeCoach.com is my coaching business.
One more time.
BU and BeFearlessLifeCoach.com.
Do I spell that out?
B U and BeFearlessLifeCoach.com.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. And then BrookeLewis.com is my acting and my other info and press stuff. So, and BrookeLewisLA on Twitter.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
You are great.
You're great. Please invite me back. You guys are so much fun.
You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly and on Instagram at Kathy Kelly. You can follow all of us here on Twitter and Instagram at AfterBuzzTV. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you again next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.